こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、動物愛護団体のピータが一石二鳥など動物への暴力的な表現が含まれる慣用句は動物差別であり、人種差別や LGBT 差別などと同様に社会で受け入れられなくなっていくだろうとツイートし話題を呼んでいます。例えば一つの石で2羽の鳥を仕留めるの代わりに一つのスコーンを2羽の鳥にあげるやモルモットになるの代わりに試験管になるなど言い換えの案を提案しています。
Animal rights group PETA wants people to stop using idioms which contain discriminatory language towards animals, presenting it similarly to racist, homophobic, or ableist language. For example, instead of saying kill two birds with one stone, we can say feed two birds with one scone. Or instead of saying be the guinea pig, we can say be the test tube.
そう、まあこれはすごい冗談のネタにされてるわけなんだけども。
Are they trolling?
No, they're serious. That's why it's funny.
That's interesting.
一石二鳥だから、一スコーン二鳥みたいなことだね、日本語で言うと。で、beat a dead horse っていう慣用句英語であるじゃん、まあ、死んだ馬を叩くっていう、つまり無駄なことをしてるっていうことなんだけど、それは feed a fed horse。もうお腹いっぱいの馬に餌をやる。とかどうですかって言ってたら、そもそも鳥にスコーンあげたり、もうお腹いっぱいの馬にご飯あげることは動物虐待だみたいな感じで、みんなにまたそれをネタにされるっていう。
And this is serious.
うん。そう。
How do you know that?
ピーターだよ、だって。
まあ。
でしょ？
Yes.
他の人だったら、まあね、トロールしてるかなって。
Where does that expression come from? Like, stop beating a dead horse. Like, did people、
ね、
beat horses?
まあ、あと他には bring home the bacon or bring home the bagels とか take the bull by the horns or take the flower by the thorns とかいろいろ案が出ていて、確かに日本語の慣用句より英語の慣用句の方が動物に対するひどい表現は結構ある。There's more than one way to skin a cat とか、なんか、No room to swing a cat みたいなのもあるよね。
Well, it's all really sort of, I mean, it's outdated because we don't depend on animals anymore. But I think, you know, if a horse broke its leg or something, then you'd have to put it down.And I don't know, I don't think Americans were that fond of cats before.、Mm. I mean, I think farmers had them around to control pests or something,、
right.
but I don't know. There is this,、you know, animals, when animals have utility, you see them as tools.
Right, right.
And as animals have less and less utility, you start to see them more as animals.That, you know, I guess we sort of anthropomorphize them.
Yeah, だから日本語だと馬の耳に念仏とか豚に真珠とかこうなんていうの、この動物にこれをやっても無駄だよっていう、だから、まあ失礼といえば失礼だけど、別にその死んでんのに叩くとか皮を剥ぐみたいなそういう怖いことではあんまりないんだよね。唯一あったのは角を溜めて牛を殺すっていうやつ、角をまっすぐにしようとして牛を殺しちゃうっていう、なんか小さいつまらないことを直そうとして全部を台無しにしちゃうっていう意味らしいのと、もう一個は生き馬の目を抜くっていう、生きてる馬の目を取るぐらい素早いみたいな。だからそれはこの二つはピーターちょっとダメかもねと思ったけど、
yeah. But it'sIt tells us something. I like the reference back to, you know, kind of our human past when we struggled and we were interacting with animals this way and had to eat birds and had to eat things to survive like that.
Yeah.
You know?
まあ動物だけじゃなくてこういう表現いっぱいあるもんね。こう元はなんかわかんないけど歌舞伎から来ましたとかさ。Mm. でもう元々の由来はみんな忘れてるけど別に使い続けるっていう。Mm. だからまあ
I like idioms, but they're never appropriate in the modern context.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, what do I mean by appropriate? It never makes sense. It only makes sense as a metaphor for、mm. like the modern version of something、mm. that happened before.
Yeah. あのパソコンでもそうだもんね。あの保存のマークフロッピーディスクとかじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
それ若い子が見たら多分なんで何これって思うと思うけど。
Mm. Like our meme.Culture, like why do people say lol or、right. any of these things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
まあ一スコーン二丁はちょっと可愛いけどね。
Well, you shouldn't feed birds scones because
it's birds bad for them.
can get overweight, and scones are low in nutritional value and high in calories, and so you can have the bird won't eat, but it's not getting enough nutrition.
Yeah.
And this, there is actually a severe bird pigeon obesity problem in metropolitan areas where various people are, you know, relentlessly chucking bread scraps at pigeons. And it changes their behavior too.
Yeah, だからまあそれをね突っ込まれてさらなるネタになってるけど。まあだから、そうね。
And the bring home the baguette thing, like...More
bagel,
and more,
bagel.
Okay, bagel. More and more people are gluten intolerant, you know, so it's not really,
そうだね。
Don't just assume that people can eat bagels, you know, very narrow-minded.
Yeah, yeah. そうだね。Now you're trolling.
What do you think about our evolving relationship with these animals? Like, what are animals here for? Like, what are they doing?
Chilling.
There's a bunch of animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You know, daily errands, right? Preparing for winter, whatever's on their schedule.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
What we're doing.
Is it the same thing?
I think so, essentially.
But doesn't our destiny diverge from the average animals?Destiny, average animal species. Like, we have a destiny that's moving towards sort of virtual, digital, outer space, somewhere else. What are we going to do with the animals? Are we like Noah? Are we going to take all the animals and shuttle them onto arks and take them with us and genetically modify rhinoceroses so that they can live on Mars with us? Or is it better to just leave them here?And let them just stay rhinos and try to make sure that they stay as rhinocerosy as possible for as long as possible. Like, what are we supposed to do with the animals? Because we're kind of responsible now, right?
I don't know if we are.
But
I mean, that's kind
of... Does that mean we can just kill them all? Because that's what we'll do if we're not responsible, is we'll inadvertently...
Well, I mean, like, when we talk about going into outer space...
We don't have to take animals.
I mean, isn't it kind of condescending to think that we get to decide?
It's condescending to walk upright. We're already
I
there.
I guess.
We're sitting up in these tall buildings andね、でも
そのうちだから火星にベースができてじゃあ人がいっぱい移り住んでますってなった時にじゃあ猫を連れていくか犬を連れていくかでさ、
うん、
キノコの山対タケノコの里じゃないけどこう人気投票で、
うん、
決めるとかになるのかね
I mean, what should be done with all the life on Earth? Somehow,It's sort of in our hands. We kind of have to go out of our way to protect it, right?
Right.
So if we have a responsibility for them, then we need to figure out what we're going to do with all these animals in relation to our destiny and make sure that whatever human beings are driving towards doesn't destroy all the animals, assuming that we care.
Yeah.
Right? What do you think of that racing horse that escaped in Sagakuin?
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that? There was like this horse that like escaped, this racing horse.
Hmm.
And he was arrested 30 minutes later.
Who? The horse?
The
what?
Horse. The horse was detained 30 minutes later.
私は馬がすごい好きだから、競馬は好きじゃないんだよね。
But there are people who really like horses that like 競馬, right?
ただその、まあやっぱり危ないしさ、すごい、なんだろう、あの、まあ人間が交配させて早くなるようにしてるじゃん。だから、体型とか見ても、こう普通のその辺の馬と全然もうかけ離れたものになってるし、ね、走ってて骨が折れちゃったらそのままもう安楽死になっちゃったりとか、あんまり好きじゃないね。
So what should we do with all these animals?
What do you mean?
Like, we have a bunch of animals. Should we... What should we do? Yeah, so let's say if we closed all the horse racing, if we close all the Sea Worlds, and we close all the Ringling Brothers, and we close all these things, right?
Yeah.
Are animals just in nature, and we leave them there? We don't do the zoo thing.
Right. Yeah, maybe. Or at least, or if you want to keep them close to us, at least make sure that they're happy. Or in a good environment where they're not forced to do shit that we want them to do. Like tricks and, you know, whatever, like stupid stuff. と思うけどね。
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. And the plant thing, you know, there's more and more research about plants and how plants might be intelligent. I mean, whatever intelligent means. And you know, I do some farming sometimes, sort of, and I feel bad when I hack these plants down, you know, because we've been taking care of them and making sure that they're healthy, and you can kind of see, like, oh, this one needs a little bit more of this, and they kind of have a personality, like these kind of potatoes, like the cold, or these don't, and then you do feel kind of bad when you just hack all their...
Yeah. And
Satsumaimo has pretty flowers on it too. And you're just hacking it and just chuck that flower. It's trash, right? Like just trash. Right? And in my mind, that's never like a zero, you know? Like if someone came into your house and just started fucking up with the plant in the corner of your room, you're like, yo, get away from my plant.
Yeah.
Right? But when we eat... whether it's vegetables or anything, there's some life form that we're not eating things that aren't alive.
Yeah.
Right? We're hacking something that was alive to pieces and eating its parts. You know when you go to like a steak, like a churrasco type, they have a placemat on the table and it'll show an image of like a cow or something. And then I'll have little portions drawn out. Like this is the different parts of the animal. And when the person walks over, it's like, oh, can I get this part over here? Can I eat some of this area? You know, this chesty.
Yeah. この腹身の部分.
Yeah. And we don't do that with plants at all. But what if there was sort of a churrasco with like plants? And you sat down, and they have an image of the entire plant. You know, and you can eat the stem part if you want. You can eat the roots.
Yeah.
You can eat the leaves. You can eat the flower part. And you, like, point at the menu. And it's like, yeah, we can cut that part off and serve it up on a dish.
そうかやっぱ動物とか植物を殺して食べないと人間は生きていけないから、まあ、当たり前のように昔から食べてきたわけじゃん、mm-hmm. だってそうじゃないと自分が死ぬから自分の命とその他の命で比べたときに、まあ、自分が生きるためには当然食べなきゃいけないライオンとかもそうだけど
Team human.
だからそれで動物とか植物を殺していいっていうこととだからってこう動物を粗末に扱っていいっていうのは全然違う話だもんね、
うん、
だからその、まあ、動物園とかそういう闘牛とかさ、まあ、いろんな話あるけど、
うん、
だ食べてるからってじゃあ何そうやってもてあそんでいいっていうわけじゃないよね、
うん、
と思う
You know peopleWhen people had to go out there and either kill the animal or kill the plant or kill the fungi themselves, whatever it is that they're killing, in the past people have had rituals of thanks and gratitude around that. So when you eat food, you say like grace. You like thank you forthese creatures and their life which we stole and we feel bad about it but we still have to eat them because this is how the world works
yeah
sort of aspect that holistic view seems to have completely evaporated right
まあすごい available だからね
but yeah and I guess my point isYou should feel gratitude even if you're eating plant material. Do you know what I mean?
Because mm-hmm.
it's still like a life form that you
yeah.
killed.
Right. I mean,
was killed for you or something.
Don't feed birds with scones.
Yeah.
次 Medical Journal of Australia に掲載されたオタゴ大学の研究で1962年から2015年までに制作された映画007シリーズ26作品を分析したところジェームズ・ボンドは作中で109回アルコールを摂取しており重大かつ慢性的なアルコール依存症を抱えていることが分かりましたジェームズ・ボンドはアメリカ心理学会が定めたアルコール依存症のサインの半分以上に当てはまっている上、他人と戦う、車を運転する、高額なギャンブルをする、複雑な機械を操作する、獰猛な動物に接近する、極度の運動をする、銃やナイフを隠し持った状態で敵と性行為に及ぶなど、様々な危険行為を酒を飲んだ状態で行っていました。2008年公開の慰めの報酬では、ヴェスパーを少なくとも6杯摂取しており、これは血中アルコール濃度 0.36 グラムパーデシリットルで最悪死に至る量です。論文では、ボンドが所属する MI6 は責任を持ってカウンセリングや治療を受けさせるべきであり、大量に人を殺したり、しょっちゅう拷問されることで PTSD を発症していないか確認すべきであるとしています。
In a study published in the Medical Journal of Australia, researchers at Otago University analyzed 26 007 films between 1962 and 2015 and found that James Bond drank alcohol 109 times and likely has developed alcoholism. According to the researchers, in addition to exhibiting more than half of all symptoms for alcoholism, James Bond frequently drinks prior to fights,driving cars, high-stakes gambling, operating machinery, interacting with dangerous animals, athletic performance, and sex with enemies, often with guns or knives in the bed. In the 2008 film Quantum of Solace, Vesper downs 6 shots of hard liquor, which would give him a blood alcohol content of 0.36 grams per deciliter, a potentially lethal level of inebriation. The researchers suggest that Bond's employer, MI6,should take responsibility and provide counseling and medical treatment, as well as evaluate Mr. James Bond for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, Vesper is the name of the drink, ne?
Really?
His,
I thought the,
his original.
Wasn't the guy in that movie named Vesper?
No, that's a girl. That's
well,
his. Vesper はなんか彼が好きだった女の人で途中で死んじゃうんだよね、確か。
Huh. So it's the name of...
His original drink after this woman. who died. なんかジンとなんちゃらとワインが混ざってるみたいなすごい強いやつ。
はあ。Wait, それをガブ。
うん。それをガブガブ飲んでるから、mm. まあ普通の人だったら酩酊状態のところを彼はそのまま戦ったりしてるっていう。でこれはあのこの論文のクリスマス賞を受賞した、
mm.
あのこの学会誌のクリスマス賞を受賞した論文で、まあ面白研究みたいな、mm. そんなにこうシリアスな話ではないんだけど。
Less serious than the PETA thing.
yes.
Yes.
あのまあ結構映画とかテレビっていうのはその時代時代によってタバコとかお酒とかへの、 あの世の中のトレンドが反映されてたりするからね、mm. あの面白いんだけど、
mm.
まあ
That's true for music and art and everything.
あそうそうそう
I think especially in Japan if you think about like 昭和の歌、
mm.
like 常連の滝 and you compare it withつけまつげ、right?
キャリーパミューパミューね。
キャリーパミューパミュー。
うん、
There's a pretty significant gap in like
そうだ、ね、
depth, references to nature, sort of the triviality of the content. There's not that many trivial songs from 昭和。
え、あるよ、全然あるよ、あのだって、なんだっけ。
As bad as now.
ほら、あの3年目の浮気の歌とかさ。
But that's still deeper than つけまつげ。
I don't know if that's deep.
It's way deeper than つけまつげ for sure.
そう、でも、まあとにかく酒を常に飲んでる。で、ジェームズ・ボンドのシリーズってもともとは本じゃない？で、本の方がもっとやばくて、1日にワイン5本分ぐらいのアルコールを摂取してたりとか、もう普通の人だったらとっくに死んでるような量の酒をガブ飲みしてて、だからこう、酒をいっぱい飲んでも酔わない男イコールかっこいいみたいな、まあそういう価値観があったわけじゃん。いっぱい飲める方がいいみたいな。
So they toned it down for the movie?
そうね。さすがに。
Well, I guess the movie is just
時間ないしね。
Well, the movie is more recent, right? So maybe that's why.
それもある、うん、それもあるかもしれないけど。
And books tend to go extreme.
I guess.
Right?Aren't the movie versions usually softer?
まあしかも本でさ、ワイン5本分ぐらいの酒を飲んでるところって、まあ文章でちょっと表せれるけど、映像になるとなかなか時間かかるよね。だって飲むのにもさ。
Well, he probably does a lot of drinking that they don't show
probably.
in the movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. タバコとかもね、だって今ドラマとかでも、こう、タバコ吸ってることがかっこいいって見られるような表現はあんまり良くない。ってされてたりとか、いろいろある。
They still use it as a sort of a character development tool. So、うん、if the implication is different now. So in a movie, if someone's smoking cigarettes, it's like they really don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And they're like, そうだね。そうそうそう。
They've changed. They've fallen off or something.
Yeah.
They still use it in that way.
確かに。
But if they show that same scene, you know, 20 years ago, it doesn't portray the same thing at all.
そうだね。今まさに Netflix の Maniac っていう番組を見てて、
mm-hmm.
Emma Stone とジョナ・ヒルの、
mm-hmm.
なんかメンタルイルネス的な話プラスサイファイっぽい、なんかうまく説明できないミニシリーズなんだけど、mm-hmm. その中でも Emma Stone がすごいタバコ吸ってて、確かに無なんか確かに昔だったらこう、ね、かっこいいみたいなイメージだったかもしれないけど、うん、今だとまさに今マイケルが言ったようにこうもう自分の健康とか全然気にしてない、なんか自暴自棄になってるっていうのを表してるっていうかさ、
うん、Well, acting is always about showing, trying to show the inside of someone's mind、
うん、
and a really flagrant way to do that is just show someone smoking cigarettes so
うんそうね、ジェームズ・ボンドね。でしかもこれ飲んでる時全部仕事中だからねプライベートでもないからね。そう考えるとやばい人だよね。
How does he compare to like Jack Bauer or one of these other characters? They do a lot of you know, one thing that's interesting about James Bond is the whole license to kill.
Yeah.
Like this guy is this alcoholic, risk-taking guy who's out just smashing all these girls, smashing the enemy. He's been granted a license to murder people.
Yeah.
Right? That's like part of the story.
Yeah.
You know, is he can do whatever it takes because his mission is that important.
Mm.
And it's kind of the Jack Bauer situation where, like, Jack Bauer kills, like, thousands of people within the span of one day. He kills like thousands of people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 24 episodes, but it's one day, right?
Mm.
That's a lot of people to kill in like one day.
しかも、二人ともあんまりこう、自分の組織は全然守ってくれないもんね。最終的に。そんなに頑張ってるのに、すぐこう疑われたりさ、責められたり。とにかく助けてもらえないっていう最悪の仕事だよねだから
Yeah, there's something
でそう好きな女を殺されたりとかさ、なんかいいことが全くしかもお金すごいもらってるだろうけど全然なんか使って楽しんでる様子もないし
Well, he's probably gonna die, right?
Yeah
And he's probably aware of that,
At least James Bond はすごいお金もらってる感じあるけどジャック・バウアーは別にそういうわけでもないよね
He doesn't want that much money. He's just completely dilemma, just hero mode, right? Because he gets like tortured and like
yeah.
I guess well, James Bond had his balls whacked.
Ah, true.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he kind of rose to Jack Bauer levels of self-sacrifice when he had his balls whacked.
でもまだなんかこうさ、かっこいい面もあるじゃん。なんかすごい高いスーツ着てカジノ行ったりとか、なんかこうまだライフスタイルが垣間見えるけどさ、ジャック・バーは別にそういうかっこいいところもないもんね。なんか見せ場、かっこいい見せ場っていうかさ。
Bauer is not really a spy, is he? He just works for the counter terrorism unit or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
でも undercover, あれ?
He does, he
undercover stuff,
went
right?
undercover.
Right?
But James Bond is like a spy. Like he's sitting at the table with the guy who's like the most evil dude, right? I think. I mean, isn't that... Do you think this is going to keep going? Like, do you think Bond is going to sober up over time and stop doing dangerous things? What if we have the socially responsible James Bond? I'm not watching that shit. I'm sorry. I'm not watching.
そうね。だから殺す代わりにもう気絶させるだけとか?
He doesn't damage property. He's super careful. You know, he files reports for everything that happens. Just like the 真面目, socially responsible James Bond, who doesn't, he never sleeps with girls.
まあ、he can sleep with girls. でも最後の方で私が見たやつは、consent 全くなしで勝手に部屋に入ってきたりとか、すごい、気持ち悪かったからそこはちょっと直してほしいけど。
He receives written consent every time.
Yep.
Yeah.
May I?
They have like
yes or no
consent apps and stuff now.
Consent apps?
Right?
I don't know.
Someone 聞いたことない。
Hmm.
I mean, I guess that's really what the apps are for, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Consent.
Well, yeah.
So will James Bond be getting consent in the future?
He probably should. アメリカ国立衛生研究所が現在行っている現在9歳から10歳の1万1000人の子供を対象にした長期的研究でスマホやタブレットなど画面を見る時間が1日2時間に達している子供たちはそれ以下の子供に比べ思考力と言語力のテスト結果が劣っていることが分かりました。小さな子供は2次元で培った能力を3次元に応用できないため例えばアプリ上でレゴブロックを積み重ねられても現実でレゴブロックを積み重ねる際にそれを同じ行為と自ら認識することができません。
In a long-term study of 11,000 9 and 10-year-olds, which is currently being conducted by the American National Institute of Health, researchers found that children spending more than 2 hours per day looking at screens were falling behind in thinking and language skills. According to the researchers,Small children who have cultivated understanding of the two-dimensional world are often not able to apply it to the three-dimensional world. For example, even if a child learns to stack Lego blocks in an app, they cannot apply this to stacking three-dimensional blocks in the real world.
そう、まあ、アメリカ小児科学会は2歳ぐらいまではスクリーンを見せない方がいい と言ってて、まあ、テレビ電話は別なんだけど、まあ、人と目を見て会話してるから、ただこう一方的に見るだけのものについてはそう2歳ぐらいまでは見せない方がいいって言ってるんだよね。
What about TV?
まあテレビもじゃない、まあ、YouTube とかビデオゲームとか、まあ、何でもいいんだけど、こう画面に釘付けになっちゃうようなもの。
Is it good after your two?
どうなん、まあ多分なんだろう、話し始めるまで子供って聞いてんのか聞いてないのか分かんない状態だとしてもすごい吸収してるらしいんだよね。だから話はしないけど、その聞いてる中でボキャブラリーを積み重ねていってるみたいな。とか自分が何かを言って他の人がそれ反応してくれることで脳がこう活性化されて発達が促されるみたいな。だからこうテレビとかみたいに一方的にこうなんていうの、情報が垂れ流れてるだけで自分がこう反応してもあっちは全く反応してくれないっていう環境はあんまり良くないっていう。
Yeah, I mean you haven't figured out physics yet or three-dimensional space or how to move your body around. Imagine if from the moment you were born you were in one of those capsule hotels as a baby and there's a big screen above your head and little robot arms come out and change your diaper once in a while and a robot boob comes out. And then you see your parents through this iPad, which is mounted above you, and you kind of just grow inside that capsule. I mean, maybe that's the best way to prepare for 2030. I don't know, but it seems like that extreme is definitely a really bad idea, right? I mean, it seems like it. I'm not 100% sure. It seems pretty bad. I don't know. How relevant is the two-dimensional world? Maybe it's just a temporary thing and everything that's virtual will become three-dimensional once we figure out VR that doesn't require that you keep your head in a specific spot or something.
Yeah.
Right?
あと最近さ、不思議なのが、なんかこう、子供用のものって人間じゃないキャラクター多いじゃん。着ぐるみとか、なんかそういうのばっかり見る、なんか
Do you want human characters?
なんか本当の動物じゃないキャラクターと本当の動物の
Like what human
区別ってつかないじゃん子供って。なんかミッキーとかもさ本当って思ってる子いっぱいいるじゃん、まあ別にそれは悪くはないのかもしれないけど、なんか不思議な気持ちになる。なんかいい悪いっていうよりも、
well, I said somethingsimilar to this with about fictional novels.
Yeah.
But it's not just fictional novels. We're doing this with all of our forms of information consumption now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
ただ確かに子供を楽しませようと思うと、こっちがすごいクリエイティビティを要求されるんだよね。なぜならやっぱり子供で結構すぐ飽きちゃうし、なんか同じものをそんな長い間もちろん楽しめないじゃん、おもちゃでも絵本でも、だからこうこっちがなんか面白い音出したりとかで、それも何回もやってると飽きちゃうから、また違う音出して、今度はなんか違う歌を歌って、でも歌歌ってるだけだと飽きちゃうから、こう手をつけたりとか、もうなんか自分でこんなことできるんだっていうぐらいすごいやっぱりクリエイティビティを要求されるからこそ、なんかすごい疲れてる人とかが画面を見せたくなっちゃうのかもなとは思うけど、ただなんか目に悪そうだしね。私はまだわかん、まあうちまだ5ヶ月だから画面を見せようと思ったことはないんだけど、
Well, there's I think we overlook how much information we don't getwhen we substitute experience with knowledge.
Yeah.
So like some people, you know, will defend television by saying, well, you have to admit that television has done such a great job of teaching our children about nature. But that is idiotic. You have to go into nature, and there, it's not all coming through the TV. You only think that if you're clueless about nature. You only think that you're getting the full thing through a television if you just don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And that's happening with everything, right? And now the people that are supervising these decisions are already people that have been, you know, affected by similar decisions.
Mm.
But there's a, you know, just, you can increase the resolution on your TV screen, and now you have a much better visual understanding of nature, right?
Mm.
Well, I don't know. If something as trivial as going from, you know, HD to 4K is like making that much of a difference. It's just showing it's so limited. The explicit knowledge is not the same thing as an experience, which has a lot of inexplicit knowledge that you're not actually keeping track of.
Right. まあ、あとその30代にとっての1日の中の2時間の長さと子供にとっての2時間の長さって絶対に違うじゃん。その30代にとっての1年がすごい短いけど、2歳にとっての1年は人生の半分と一緒で。だから、確かにこう何時間も画面を見てるっていうのは怖いっちゃ怖いよね。
Yeah, because if your kid looks at a screen for an hour, you know, think about how many things you would do in the span of an hour when you were a kid, like outside.
Yeah.
You know, like when I was a kid, I was just running around, like looking at things, grabbing things, catching animals, and just doing crazy stuff all day. And if you're just looking at a screen. The screen thing is getting creepier over time. You know, how much human vitality has been diverted to advertising and propaganda, fail compilation videos. You know, these things are nonsense and they're transforming our minds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not all bad. But there's a lot.
I wonder, like, if shows for kids are actually cool or not. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I would be happy if they had shows like Rick and Morty for kids. Then I'd be down, but.
Yeah, Rick and Morty somehow isn't for kids.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Right? Like, isn't it awesome if they had, you know, Rick and Morty for kids?
But didn't you watch really dumb stuff when you were a kid?
Yeah.
I watched, like, Tom and Jerry.
Mm.
And Ren and Stimpy. I mean, none of these are, like, super high, like Hey Arnold, like, football head.
まあ、いつも一緒だからね、トム&ジェリーとか別になんだろう、
Rugrats
戦ってるだけ。しかも it's pretty violent.
Yeah, and I don't know.
I just wonder if I'm gonna be paranoid about the contents of the
you should be
of the show because the other day I was watching SpongeBob. And I was like, oh, maybe, you know, my kid will watch SpongeBob when he's older. And then it was about SpongeBob collecting stray snails. And he collects them because he wants to take care of them. And they're like, 困ってる, you know, so he wants to feed them and whatever. And as he collects more and more snails, his house gets full of those snails. And he gets really tired and he starts looking like an old lady. So they're obviously referring to Crazy Cat Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of, to me, that was already like,
it was offensive.
Not offensive, but like, you
it's
know.
Like, hey, I might end up a Crazy Cat Lady. How dare you?
It's kind of like, you know, I don't know. Maybe
was it,
I'm just.
How did, just because he started to look like a lady.
Yeah, wait, old SpongeBob lady. Did? Yeah.
SpongeBob started to look like an old lady.
Yeah, and people think that he's a woman.
Huh.
And that was kind of weird to me. Like,
wait, SpongeBob is.
He's a boy.
He's a boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So that was. I was like, what kind of message are we sending by this story to these kids? Well, I don't know. I'm not saying that this is definitely bad.
Okay, so.
But I'm just saying that, you know.
It's a stereotype, and it's offensive, right? Or it could be offensive. I'm not.
Could be.
Is it offensive? It's sort
could
of.
Could be to some
But
people.
It's like the bird lady thing, right?
Yeah.
So like the bird lady, the cat lady are like stereotypes because there are women who do this.
Right.
Like cat ladies and bird. I see cat ladies, you know,
right.
And they feed like the stray cats. So it's right. just like a pattern, and then we pick up on it. And then it's, I don't know if you should make a SpongeBob episode out of it, but
but there are a lot of bird men too, like older
well,
men
see, the
who feed birds.
There's no reason for him to change gender. That's
I know,
the weird
so,
part.
Yeah, and なんだろうね。 やっぱりなんか sometimes people use it against other people, like older single women, and be like, oh, like you have five cats and that's why you're not married, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But maybe that's awesome.
Yeah, but the thing is, this old woman version of SpongeBob was not happy at all. He was exhausted and you know, he stopped going to work and
really.
Yeah, and he got dirty and it was kind of it was negative.
But every character is kind of a stereotype, right? Like
yeah,
every character.
I,
if you think
I
about it, like the Grinch is like the old curmudgeon. Like there's.
でも別に普段のスポンジボブはそういうキャラじゃないじゃん。急にそうなったから。
They're running out of things to.
And then
stories.
And so many times in one episode, they imply that SpongeBob's friend Patrick is dumb, and he is dumb. But like,
how rude! You don't know that. I think Patrick is smart.
Yeah, whatever.
I respect Patrick's intelligence.
But it's like, なんだろうね。だからそういうのをやっぱり気にし始めちゃうのかなとか自分が。
Kids don't think about any of that shit.
そうなの。だから別にいいのかもしれないけど。
Yeah.
なんか大人としてそれを見てるとやっぱりちょっと自分では言わないこととかをさ。アニメが言ってたりとか自分では子供にあまり伝えたくないステレオタイプをアニメが提供してたりとか、ってなるとやっぱりちょっとなんか若干引っかかるよね。
It reminds me people were criticizing, this was probably like 20 years ago or something, people were criticizing 50 Cent for his album that had like gunshots and violence and stuff in it, and it was, you know, dealing drugs and like hoes and the whole thing, 50 Cent back in the day, and it was, for some reason, it was at like a press conference, and people were like, these journalists are asking like, don't you think you're propagating like negative like black stereotypes, and don't you think that this is just having a negative impact on the youth, and 50 Cent is just like, how do you paint the American flag without using the color red? This is what I know. This is where I came from. So I don't care if it's politically, like, what you guys think is acceptable for people. Like, he's just trying to express his roots, right?
Right.
And it was that kind of, like, lit up a light bulb for me, like, when I saw that. Because it's, we think about the impacts of things, but sometimes people are just expressing something that's true
right.
for themselves. This is not applying to the SpongeBob
yeah.
thing, in case
yeah. you're
wondering.
アーティストとかね、その自分の、特にラップとかなんてまさにそうじゃん。
Right.
その自分の環境とかについて話してるとか。
Yeah, so we conflate these two things, right? We're like, oh, why is this narrative in the SpongeBob thing right? And then that gets carried over and applied to artists in many cases. And so
まあそれは分けないといけないよね。そうね。じゃないとまあ自分の経験すらも話せないっていうことになっちゃうからね。次。
Oh, I wanted to say one more thing that kids aren't doing. And I forget where I saw this. But it was just, it was like some advice that was given from some shaman to some guy that was traveling. And he was just like, the first one was like, sit on the floor. You know, sit on the floor. Stop sitting on chairs. But one of the other ones, and you have to think about it, why that might make sense, you know. But if you force yourself to sit on the floor, then you'll also force yourself to have good posture, and a lot of other things will correct themselves. But another thing he said was, use your fingers. Use your fingers. And kids now are not using their... So like the part of the theory of how humans got so smart is we have opposable thumbs and we can manipulate objects, hold things in front of our eyes and observe. But now we're not doing that. We're just pecking this two-dimensional iPad thing, right? It's important to hold things and...
Right. It's really weird you say this because I never sat on the floor... and never really paid attention to my fingers until the baby came. Because the baby keeps paying attention to his fingers all day, every day, and he's holding everything, and then he can be on the floor only, because otherwise, I mean, if I put him on the sofa now, he'll fall off. So I spend way more time on the floor with the baby.
That's better, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like going back to your roots, right?
Yeah, like...
like using fingers and being on the floor.
I like being on the floor. It changes your brain a little bit. If you need to figure something out, stand up and go walk over and sit on the floor instead of this chair, because the chair is not working.
Says Michael. Okay.
In an interview that aired on 60 Minutes, Elon Musk was asked about being supervised following his settlement with the SEC and was shown answering, "It's not realistic in the sense that I am the largest shareholder in the company. I can just call for a shareholder vote and get anything done that I want." 60 Minutes then posted the clip on Twitter. However, Elon then responded to the tweet stating, "This is a very misleading edit. Please post the full transcript where I complete the sentence." A full transcript obtained by Electric revealed the full statement as follows. "I mean, that's not realistic because I am the largest shareholder in the company and a very high percentage of the shareholders support me and the company. So essentially, I could just call for a shareholder vote and get anything done that I want, provided I could get support of at least one-third of the other shareholders, which is likely. At the end of the day, the shareholders control the company." The interview also contained other misleading edits, which portrayed Musk in a negative light.
テレビ番組60 Minutes がイーロン・マスク氏にインタビューを行い、証券取引委員会との示談の条件として、テスラの会長の座を降りて投資家への発言を監督されることになった件について、マスク氏が、私は社の最大の株主なので、この決定は現実的ではない。株主投票を行えば何でも私の好きなようにできるのだから、と述べている様子を放送し、その部分をツイッターに投稿しました。それに対しマスク氏は、これは恣意的に編集されている。全文を載せた文字起こしを公開してくださいと反論。エレクトレックが入手した文字起こしでは、実際は以下のように話していました。私は社の最大の株主であり、他の株主の大半は私と社を応援してくれているので、まあこの決定は現実的ではない。基本的に他の株主の少なくとも3分の1から同意を得られれば株主投票を開いて私の要求を通すことができるからです。そして同意を得られる可能性は高い。結局会社をコントロールするのは株主なんです。またこの部分以外にもマスク氏の印象を悪くするような編集が行われていたことも分かりました。
Yep.
まあ切ればね、そういうふうに何でも。
So he gave them, in a tweet, he said he gave them several hours of interview time which they cut down to like 14 minutes and just completely cut it down to make it look like he was just power mad and insane. They asked him about the chair that he selected or he recommended to the board. And he had tons of things to say about the chair that was selected, positive things that it might be, work out well, et cetera. But in the interview, he's just like, yes. And that's it. That's it. It's unbelievable. Hmm. I mean, it's not the first time this, I mean, I don't know if there's been a time that this sort of thing hasn't happened.
そうね。まあ、ただ、ある意味こう、昔と違って、まあ今でも政治家の発言をさ、いい風にこう切り取ったり、悪い風に切り取ったり、で、実際国会の中継全部見ると、まあそういう風には言ってないじゃんとかあるじゃん。ただある意味こういう風に本人がツイッターで反論したりとか、まあこう、フーテージを全部ネットで見ようと思えば見れたりとか、っていうことが可能だから、昔よりは、まあこういうふうに変なふうに編集するとそれがバレちゃうっていうのは増えてきたよね。最近日本のテレビとかでもこう専門家がテレビに出てくださいとかコメントくださいって言って、まあ結局言ったことと使われ方が全然違ったら、まあそのままその人がツイッターで、私こんなこと言ってないんですけどねって言ってそれが拡散されたりとかはあるから。
But how flagrant is this? I mean, mid-sentence. This is, you know, the kind of activity that would send the stock down, you know, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. And the media just flagrantly does this in everyone's face. And then these short sellers just bank on it and they recycle this shit over and over. It's out of control. It's ridiculous. I don't know how these outlets keep doing this sort of thing. Like, it's super common. And it just keeps, they're just still around. People still watch 60 Minutes. It's ridiculous.
60 Minutes はすごい有名な番組で。
Garbage.
こう自分の、なんか、なんだろう、オーディエンスもすごいいるわけだけど、例えばこう、うちの番組で専門家が来てくれて何時間も話してくれるわけじゃん ?2 時間、3時間とか。それをじゃあ10分にまず縮めようと思わないからあれだけど、まあ10分にしなきゃいけないとして、それぐらいやっぱり時間を使って質問に答えてくれた。で、実際対面して挨拶して出るわけじゃん。その、もうただのテレビで見てる人とかじゃなくて、本当にもう知り合いになってるその人を、で、しかも自分の番組のために時間を割いてくれたにもかかわらず、短くして悪い印象に見せかけるって結構なんか人間として考えられないよね。まあそれは相手が政治家だろうが普通の人だろうが誰でもだけど、例えばこう自分が好きじゃない政治家とかだったとしてもだよ。なんかこう、なんだろうね、自分が思ったよりもその人がいいことを言っちゃったからもっと悪い風に言ってるように見せかけたいとかってさ、なるもんかねって、そこはちょっと不思議なんだけどね。
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't think this format should exist. The format. I mean, 60 minutes can exist if they have just do 60 minutes of an unedited conversation and just be like, hey, Elon, it's been 60 minutes. Thank you very much. That would be great. People would love it. What is this shit? Nobody wants this shit. It's crazy.
何時間も話したのにっていうのもすごいよね。
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You get hours of Elon Musk and then you just throw away most of it.
And you turn it into a hit piece and then you try to
もったいないよね。
pump the stock. I mean, there are a lot of theories about why this sort of thing happens. I mean, there doesn't need to be an interview. There can be a tweet taken out of context. There can be anything taken out of context. And the same incentives are there, and this is done with all forms of media. It's called FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And if you can sow fear, uncertainty, and doubt into the public, then you can move the stock, and then you're already in a position to profit off of that movement. And right. You know it's going to work. You know it's going to work. It works. It has been working. You know, like, any of the of these scandal issues that get completely blown out of control, you know, the FBI is closing in with the Air Force and arrest Elon, you know, it's just, it's absurd. But this is the climate we're in now, fairly consistently, it seems like.
Hmm.
But there are new mediums that are operating in a fashion more similar to like what we're doing, and unedited.
Hmm.
You know, but that also requires that people have more forgiveness for making mistakes and saying things that you may not mean or could be taken out of context, etc.
Right.
And that sort of yoyu is going away also. So it's...
すごい難しいんだよね。やっぱりあの、まあ、動画とか音声ももちろん編集されちゃったりするだし、文章もそうなんだけど、私は自分が他人にインタビューをつけるのもやったことあるし、自分がインタビューされるのもやったことあるけど、結局絶対に直すところがいっぱい出てくるわけよ。こう、
yeah, it's bullshit.
自分が言ったことを、なんだろう、他の人がまとめているわけだから、もちろん、あ、そういう意味で言ったんじゃないとか、こういう言葉遣い自分はしないとか、絶対に自分だったらこういう言い方はしないっていうのを書かれてたりとか。だからそもそも他人が、その、他人が他人の発言をいじる時点で、何かしらのズレが生じるわけじゃん。
It becomes insincere. It becomes business.
そうとかやっぱりこう思い込みとかね、だからわざとじゃなくてもどうしてもずれてきちゃうものだから。
Right, and part of that is because we society has less tolerance for people making mistakes and saying something they may not, they didn't say it exactly the perfect way, and so to avoid that, corporations which are risk averse want to edit and control things, right?
Well, not just that, but like, if I interview you and then I write the article and I don't write exactly what you say, I just kind of summarize it or whatever. And then, of course, it's not going to be 100% what you meant to say.
But what's the point of doing that unless there's some other agenda?
そうなの。だから、私が他人を取材するとき、他人を、自分自身が取材して記事書くこともあるじゃん。そのときは、絶対にもう文字起こし状態にしてるのね、だから自分で創作はしない。だけど世の中のインタビューってほとんど文字起こしじゃないんだよね。もうまとめて、その鍵括弧だとしても本人が言ったわけじゃない。その書き手がこう要約して大体こういうこと言ったみたいな。なんかそれもなんかね、個人的にはどうなのかなって。なんか自分が取材される立場になってもそれはいや、嫌なことの方が多いというか、いや、これは誤解される言い方だなとかそういうのも多いし。
Well, if you're paying attention, you'll notice that the media quotes people, puts things in quotes, and it's not what they said. All the time. That is absolutely insane. Like, how can anyone have any idea what,
だからこう昔みたいにもうメディアを介してしか声を外に出せないっていう場合は、もうそれでもさ、しょうがないじゃん。それしかないから。ただこう、さっき言ったみたいにツイッターとかで誰でも直接声を発せるってなると、誰かがこう間に入って、その人が言ったことを勝手に要約したり、切ったり、つなげたりする意味っていうのはないよね。
But until the public says no to this sort of, you know, the clickbait, the deception, the misquoting, the editing, the spin, the propaganda...And really starts to discriminate between different media outlets. Until that happens, it's just a race to the bottom, and whoever gets there first makes the most money. And that's kind of how it's been operating. And it has been at a point where, you know, it's causing unhappiness in large numbers of human beings.
Yeah.
Because it's anxiety-inducing.
政治家の発言とかもね、結局こう、なんだろう。例えば麻生さんとかもさ、こういうこと言ったって言ってみんながわーってなるじゃん。で、本当に変なこと言ってる時もあるし、そんなに変でもないんだけど、メディアがそれをセンセーショナルに取り上げてる時もある。 だけどもうどっちか分かんないわけじゃん。毎回そうやってセンセーショナルするから。
Right. They leverage the confirmation bias.
そう。だから結局本当に変なこと言った時も、あ、またメディアが言ってるだけかなって思う人もいるし、変なこと言ってない時に、あ、変なこと言ってるって思う人も出てきちゃうし、もうだからめちゃくちゃだよね。だから結局、その政治家に対するちゃんとした評価を普通の人がアキミュデイすることもできない。だから、ああね。
The media should be forthcoming with primary sources and the original unedited videos of things, etc. And reference the original source of their information. If you're reading an article and it seems like they're sort of obfuscating that, I'd get out of there because they're playing a trick on you.
そうだから結局その発言した人に対するみんなの意見を勝手にメディア側がすでに予測してその状態で記事を書いてるわけじゃん。だから、
Well, we have the DuckDuckGo study, which shows supposedly that everyone is getting very different Google search results on political issues.
Right, right.
How are we ever going to reach common ground if I Google something and you Google something and we see different stuff?
Yeah.
That's madness. And they just had the Google CEO Pichai, I guess, was testifying in front of the Judiciary House Committee. And he has okay answers, but I don't think they're good enough.
Mm.
You know, we're not... There's a lot happening that's not fully understood. Yeah. And there needs to be, you know, sociologists and other scientists figuring out, you know, what the best way to go about it is. But pretending that we have the solution is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not the case.
だから政治とかは本当にそれこそ討論会みたいな感じで、もう1時間なり2時間なりでさ、こう、普通に討論してほしいんだよね、私は。
Yeah.
だそれを、まあ、枝野さんはねそれやりましょうって言ってたけど、まあ、自民党は、ね、いやそれやるメリットがないからさ、日本だとなかなか、そうなの、やる意味がないんだよね。だからこう実現しないけど、こう長い間こう話してくれればさ、でお互い質問し合って、だから別に喧嘩する必要なくて、こう淡々と話してくれれば、見てるこっちはいろいろ分かるのになと思うけどね。
The selective information problem is even worse in Japan, obviously, because only certain things kind of make it through the language filter here.
Yeah. You know?
Which makes it even more complex, because it's like things have to go through this mechanism that isn't working somewhere else, and then come over here and be filtered through a mechanism that isn't working over here.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah, it's good and bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good. That's what I've been discovering these days. But... 次! Yeah.
Researchers at the University of California, Riverside, recruited 54 participants ages 18 to 40 and monitored their brain activity with an electroencephalograph as they looked at 32 photographs. The photographs were divided into four categories: CGI-enhanced cute babies, normal cute babies, cute baby animals, and less cute adult animals. The CGI-enhanced cute babies had enlarged eyes, cheeks, and foreheads. After viewing each image, subjects were asked to rate how much they agreed with statements like, "I can't handle it," which evaluated their overwhelmed response, and statements like, "I want to hold it," a more caring response. Overall, subjects reported strong feelings of something called cute aggression when viewing cute baby animals, and less so for adult animals and for babies. Study author Catherine Stavropoulos explains as follows. Essentially, for people who tend to experience the feeling of not being able to take how cute something is, cute aggression happens. Our study seems to underscore the idea that cute aggression is the brain's way of bringing us back down by mediating our feelings of being overwhelmed. The research was published in Frontiers in Behavioral Neuroscience.
Frontiers in Behavioral Neuroscience に掲載された研究で、カリフォルニア大学リバーサイドの研究で、研究で研究でになっちゃった。 18歳から40歳の被験者54人に CG で目や頬、おでこを加工し特別可愛くした赤ちゃん、普通の可愛い赤ちゃん、可愛い動物の赤ちゃん、可愛い大人の動物と4つのカテゴリーに属する32枚の写真を見せ、脳波をモニターしました。被験者にはそれぞれの写真について可愛すぎて耐えられないなど感情の高ぶりを測る文章や抱っこしたいなど触れ合いたい度合いを測る文章を見せて、評価させました。多くの被験者が可愛いものを見たときに暴力的なエネルギーを感じるキュートアグレッションを体験していました。研究を率いたキャサリン・スタブロポロス氏は以下のように述べています。基本的には可愛すぎて耐えられないというような感情がキュートアグレッションを引き起こしています。感情が激しく揺さぶられた時に通常の状態に引き戻すために起きているようです。まあだから可愛くて食べちゃいたいみたいなことだよね。うん、まあすごいわかるよね。
Yeah.
耐えられないみたいな。
I don't know if I get that strong...I don't know if I reach aggression generally.
Ah, so.
Maybe, like, what? What's the cutest baby animal possible?
Kitties.
Is it?
Baby seals. Anything.
Anything.
ただ、昔に、違う実験で、可愛い写真を見たときに、プチプチってあるじゃん。梱包用の。プチプチを持たせていると、可愛いってなると、プチプチみんなしちゃうみたいな。そのエネルギーが有り余っちゃって、こうプチプチして発散したくなっちゃうみたいな。だからこうすごい不思議だよね。私も自分の赤ちゃん見てて可愛すぎて辛いって思う時があるのね、しょっちゅう。
What do you do about it?
どうにもできないんだけど、なんか可愛すぎて辛いみたいな。でそれをずっと言ってたら、私がそれを言ってるのを一回も聞いたことない。私の仲いい友達がうちの子見て、可愛すぎて辛いって言ったの。で私マジでって思ってそれ私がいつも言ってるやつだよって言って、だから私だけじゃなくてこう共有されてる、不思議じゃない、何が辛いのか分かんないんだけど、とにかくもうなんか
You have to do something or you what is
なんか可愛すぎてもうなんか辛くなってくる、もうなんか too much な、なんていうの。
So do you want it to beless
no
cute
no but like 確かにこの論文でも言ってたけど overwhelming な感じ、なんかもうこの高ぶった感情のやり場がないわけじゃん、可愛いからってそれを何かで発散できるわけじゃないから。
Didn't we talk about this like a few like last week or something?
ね、なんか話した気がするよね。
It's like yeah you become like super Saiyajin,
like, yeah like 可愛すぎて食べちゃいたいみたいな。
Yeah, you kind of feel like you're gonna explode, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, 本当にね。
Like, you get angry.
Yeah, like, like,
I mean, I've
know.
Seen memes where they're posting something that's cute. It's like, the caption is like, oh. like, what the fuck? like, you know,
yeah.
like...
でもそれはすごいわかる。
ただ、what is that? Like, why, what is that?For. And how...
まあ、昔のそのプチプチの研究では、要はドーパミンが出て、その可愛いってなって気分が高揚すると同時に、まあ、なんていうの、
Is this why they club baby seals?
攻撃的に。 That's definitely not,
no.
not.
What if it's related though?
No.
They're like so cute. No, but what if it's actually related? Like something...
いや、多分ね、クラブしてる人は可愛いと思ってないと思うよ、もはや。もう毛皮のことしか考えてない。
No, they're angry that it's so cute. They have to...
絶対違う。ただこう。
How could they not think it's cute though? You think there's...
もう毛皮に目がくらんでるからだよ。可愛いとか絶対思ってないよ。
可愛
いガチンってこと絶対違う。
That's what the study is about though. So that never happens? Like no one gets so cute aggressive that they actually attack.
あ、そう、だから傷つけたいっていうのはない。実際に傷つけたいわけじゃなくて、ただこう自分の中で湧き上がる感情をどうしていいかわからないみたいな。
We just want to believe that no one actually crosses that line of like getting so cute aggressive.
ないんじゃない、あんまり。ただこう、 かわいい。そうね、かわいすぎてどうしていいかわからないっていうのは、まああとオキシトシンがさ出ると、あのあーラブってなると同時にあのすごい攻撃的になるっていうのも分かってるんだよね、うん、だからお母さんのクマとか、まあ人間でもいいんだけど、とにかく子供を守るために、
うん、
こうラブってなった状態でちょっとでも子供の安全を脅かそうとする者がいればもう食いちぎる勢いなわけじゃん、
うん、
だからそういうのも関係してるのかもしれないけど、分かんないけど、
they were monitoring their brains in this study、うん、and they found that the part of your brain associated with the rewardsystem、
うん、
is activated, like you feel a reward、
うん、
just from looking at cute things. And they also saw、increased emotional activity.、and like the author suggested, the aggression part emerges when you reach the cute limit.So like something can be cute and it's fine and you won't feel the aggression part until it hits a certain limit、
mm.
and then the aggression kicks in to try to like bring the astonishment that was triggered by the cuteness down to a survivable level、
mm.
right?
It's too much.
Yeah, it's、sometimes. Too much. It's just
too cute.
Too much. Can't handle it. Like, what is the whole, like, I can't thing? It's kind of a meme lately, too. Like,
your
limit of just, I just can't.
Yeah.
You know?
なんか cuteness overload っていう言葉があるじゃん。
The I'm dead, right? Just、
うん、
dead.、
うん、
like, it's true for all the positive emotions now.
そうそうそう。
Like, if something is too funny, it's like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Right?、
うん、
just... And they'll post、much. A gif of like Pinocchio face down in that pool of water or something. Just
dead.
That's so. There's no. There's nothing to say that's more extreme than I'm dead, right? Is there、
yeah.
something more Ogasa than like dead?
そうね、そうね。
Right?、
うん、まあ自分ではどうにもできないからね。その感情もどうにもできないし、その可愛さをこうコントロールできないじゃん。
Yeah.
ちょっとトーンダウンするとかできないから、
yeah.
もう目がつぶれるみたいな、助けてみたいなことだよね。
It's totally not a real thing, right?
It's really weird.
It's like it's just how our brains are wired,、
mm.
right? It's some sort of hack.
And this sense of disbelief, right? まあ、猫見ててもそうだし、自分の子もそうだけど、なんか、
mm.
こんな可愛いってありえるの？この世にみたいな。
Mm.
なんかこんな可愛いものあっていいの？みたいなさ。
Don't you feel like that when you first get a pet?、
Mm.
Like I got my dog when I was a kid still. So it was like, oh my god, I can't believe it's like in the house. It's inside the house. That was the craziest part. That it was、yeah. like here. Like I know that there's、yeah. animals like in nature and at、yeah. the zoo. But this is like, it's in my room.
Yeah.
What?
It's like
mind blowing.
そうだからそのやっぱ sense of disbelief だ。次。
A field experiment by the Center of Economic Research at the ETH Zurich.Conducted in the Swiss dental care market, sent a test patient to 180 clinics and found that 28% of clinics recommended over-treatment, with the average over-treatment cost being $550. The patient had superficial caries lesions, a superficial caries lesion limited to the enamel, which according to Swiss dental guidelines should not be treated with an invasive filling. Furthermore, the researchers found that when the patient was given the appearance of someone with a low social status, the probability of over-treatment recommendations was higher. Also, the study found that when the patient arrived with an X-ray scan and recommendations from online dentists, the probability of over-treatment recommendation was significantly less.
スイス経済研究センターが国内の歯科医院180カ所に覆面患者を送り込み調査を行ったところ、そのうち 28% で本来必要のない治療をさせられそうになり、その治療費は平均で550ドルでした。 覆面患者は歯の表面、エナメル部分のみに虫歯があり、これはスイスの治療ガイドラインでは削る必要はないとされています。さらに、患者が社会的地位が低そうな見た目の場合に、過剰な治療を進める割合が高くなっていることも分かりました。また同じ患者がオンライン上で医者にレントゲン写真を見せてアドバイスをもらった場合は、過剰な治療を進められる割合は大幅に低くなっていました。これは本当にあると思います。日本でも歯医者さんのレベルの差がすごい、うん、だからもうちょっとでも虫歯絶対削る必要ないやつも速攻で削って、もう何上からカバーしてとかやろうとするところもあれば、うん、もうちょっと最先端の考えのところもあるし、だからむしろ治療よりも予防の方が大事ですよっていうね。だからおかしいなって思ったら歯医者いっぱいあるからね、パッと変えた方がいいよ本当に。いやね、やばいとこいっぱいあるもん。
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this study is saying, well, I don't know what it is here, but apparently, in Switzerland, it's 28%.
私変な話。
With an average of $550.
日本は 28% じゃ済まないんじゃないかって私のマミ統計では思ってるけどね。私は都内で、一箇所だけ信じてる歯医者さんがあって前も言ったけど、そこだけしかも死んでも行かない。じゃないと本当にいっぱい歯医者さんいて、私歯医者好きだからさ、本当に歯医者好きだからいろいろね行ったことあるんだけど、もうやばいところありすぎ。本当に。
Yeah. I've been to several. I've been to maybe four or five in Tokyo. And, yeah, it's...
マイケル統計でもほぼやばいでしょ？だこれはね、別に調査して言ってるわけじゃないから、これを聞いた歯医者さんが怒るかもしれないけど、ただこれを聞いて怒ってる歯医者さんは多分ちゃんとしてる歯医者さんだからね。うちは違うみたいな。本当にすごいよ。
I think so. I mean, just the way you're treated to. I'm biased towards dentists here that have some training overseas. I feel like...
わかる。超わかる。私がやってるところもそうだもん。いや、でもね、私、不妊治療の病院選ぶときもそうだったんだけど、結局、英語が話せないと、新しい論文読めないわけじゃん。
Well, yeah.
だから、新しい情報についていってるかどうかっていう、だから大事なわけじゃない、歯とか不妊治療とかの。Kind of.
That's terrible. Now you're age discriminated.
No, but seriously. だから、アメリカでトレーニングしてきましたとか、っていう人とか、新しい論文を読んでる感じ、雰囲気を醸し出してるブログとか書いてたら、自分の中では、あ、この人だったら大丈夫そうかなとか。確かにそういう偏見はある。
Well, it's not just choosing a good dentist. The treatment at any specific dentist can vary, depending specifically in this study. If it's apparent that there is a high asymmetry of information, so you know nothing, basically, and the dentist asks, you ask a question that reveals that you have no clue what's going on, the odds of you receiving over treatment go up significantly.
Yeah.
And if you go in there and you look, for whatever reason, you look like someone who doesn't know what's going on, then that also increases the probability that you're going to get some unnecessary treatment.
Yeah.
So, where... だってメガネ
本当にそう。
I don't know what you should do.
だから、
but...
私この間さ、マイケルにも散々言ったんだけど、先週ウイルス性と思われる結膜炎になって眼科に行ったわけじゃん。その時それは平日です。平日のお昼前にもうウイルス性結膜炎っぽいし風邪の症状もあるからボロボロの格好で行ったわけよ。だから多分なんか暇な専業主婦みたいな風に思われたのかもしれないんだけど、まあひどい態度。彼はね、 おそらくこれはウイルス性ですねと言ったわけ。私の目を見てね。
うん、
おそらくこれはウイルス性なんで、まあ抗生剤と炎症止め出しておきますって言った。で、私はすっごく丁寧にね、私は家に5ヶ月の赤ちゃんがいますと。だからウイルス性なのか細菌性なのかで自分のビヘイビアも変わってくるじゃん。まあウイルス性だったらすぐ移っちゃうかもしれないしとか、うん、変わってくるし、母乳をあげてるから母乳に影響がある薬じゃない方がいいんですけど、だから抗生剤も絶対に必要じゃないんだったらなるべく使いたくないしっていうのをめちゃくちゃ丁寧に言ったわけよ。もうその後の彼の態度よ。私は別に彼のこと何もクエスチョンもしてないしさ、普通に丁寧にあの言っただけなのに、あのねみたいな感じから始まって、いるんですよねあなたみたいな心配性の人みたいな、なんかボロクソにすっごい失礼な態度で上から目線でペラペラペラペラ言われて、目薬なんてね全部安全だからみたいな、なんかこう黙って自分が出したやつ使っとけよみたいな感じの、で後ろにね女の看護師さんが立ってたんだけど、私よくこの看護師さんもここで働き続けられるなって思ったぐらいのあのすごい態度だったわけ。
Well, doctors really don't like it if you question them too
much. そう、人によってはさ、こうちょっと質問したら全部答え丁寧に答えてくれるお医者さんと、もうとにかく質問なんてするな、もう黙って俺の言うこと聞いとけって人といるわけなんで、今回のお医者さんは残念ながら後者だったわけよ。で、私はさ、別にそこでやり合うつもりもないし、ただね、彼は私が母乳をやってますって言う前と後で薬の種類を何も変えなかったし、何も調べなかったのね。それもなんかちょっと私の中では、え、本当かよと思って、で、まあ処方された薬をもらって、で一応ね薬局でも聞いたんだよ、その処方箋出した時に、母乳出してるんですけどこれ大丈夫なやつですかって。そしたら、あ、目薬なんで全然大丈夫ですよって言った。いや、そうなんだと思って、でもちろんググるじゃん、
うん、
そしたらまずその炎症止めはステロイドが入っていて、メーカーも FDA も母乳あげてる人は使わないでくださいって書いてあるわけ。だからこれを、薬を絶対使わなきゃいけないんだったら母乳はその間やめてくださいと。で、母乳やめれないんだったら薬の使用をやめてくださいって書いてるのね、
うん、
だから嘘やんもうなんかえ、あんな高圧的な態度で。
That's true. Pretty much every doctor in Japan is like、
で、あのね、言い方としてよ、
うん、
例えばね、いや症状が悪化すると困るからここはこれを使ってくださいとかね、で母乳をいやほとんど多分移行しないけれども、まあ、100% ではない、ただまあ使った方がメリットがあるから使ったらどうですかとかね、母乳やめなくてもいいんじゃないですか、なんかちゃんとこう説明してくれればいいんだけど、そういうわけでもなかったから。
Don't have time for that shit.
でさ、私はどんどんさ、もちろんググってさ、その抗生剤についても調べたし、そしたら抗生剤はあのウイルス性が疑われる場合には、まあ、もちろん、ね、ウイルスには何の意味もないし、日本ではだから細菌に感染したら困るから予防的な意味で抗生剤をくれてるらしいんだけど、
うん、
それもこうアメリカの眼科学会では患者が HIV とかでそもそも免疫がめちゃくちゃ落ちてる場合か、もう症状がすでにめちゃくちゃ重篤な場合か、1週間以上経ってるけど治ってない場合のこの3つを除いてはウイルス性と思われる場合は抗生剤はいりませんって書いてあるわけ、
うん、
で抗生剤でその炎症止めステロイドに関しても、ステロイドを使えば確かに炎症はちょっと収まる、
うん、
が一方でウイルスが目にとどまる期間はちょっと伸びるみたいなデータもあるわけよ、うん、だからまあ使うか使わないかは結構コントロバーシャルですみたいな。でもなんか
They wanna, if, okay, so if the doctor decides, like,
だそれをね説明してくれればいいじゃん。こうなんか黙って使ってろみたいな感じじゃなくてさ。
But explaining things like that increases the risk of you not buying the 抗生剤。
いや、でもとりあえず1週間で治んなかったらもしかしたら使いたいかもしれないから、とりあえず私はもらっといたと思うよ、それでも。
But not everyone would do that. I mean, the over treatment would be analogous to overprescription, right? And there is massive, massive overprescription.
一番ね腹立たしいのはそこの眼科のホームページにはうちはもう患者さんに寄り添って全てをきちんと説明してあの何の質問でも答えることをモットーとしてまず書いてあるのどんな嘘だよと思って
That sounds nice.
そのね母乳に移行する量は本当に微量かもしれないただ研究している人たちから言わせればそれは全く子供に影響がないとはもちろん言えないわけじゃんそのデータがないんだから人間の、うん、だからまあ念のために使わないでくださいねとか使うの時は気をつけてくださいねって言ってるわけじゃん、
うん、
でみんなが言葉を慎重に選んで正確に伝えようとしてるのに現場でさいや目薬なんて全部 100% 安全なんですって言っちゃったらもう台無しじゃん
But the old universe runs more on authority and less on, you know, you being able to Google shit.
で、その時にね、その先生はね、私はね、妊婦もね、常に見てるんですよ。みたいな。だからね、分かってるんです。みたいな感じ、切り入れられながら言われたんだけどさ、それで思い出したのは妊婦加算の問題じゃん。で、これから妊婦の人は、その産婦人科以外のところにかかると、プラス何百円払わなくちゃいけない。で、このお医者さんも、そうなんだよ。何百円妊婦の人があそこの病院に行ったらその先生に何百円プラスで払って、うん、だけどその先生はさ分かってないわけじゃん分かってないか分かってるけど適当に、まあうんね、ないことにしちゃう影響ないことにしちゃう、ね、そう、もうそれを考えるとさもういなの、ね、自分に何か害がある分にはまだいいじゃん私の病気だし私が治すさないといけないわけだから、
うん、
ただ自分の子供ってなった時のこっちのさもう
Well, the people that did this research are economists, and I think that's the appropriate filter for looking at this sort of behavior, because you'll see that the behavior is just absolutely trends with the incentives.
Yeah.
And they found that if there's too many dentists in an area, then the dentist with the least patients and the shortest wait times were the most likely to do over-treatment because they have less opportunities to make money.
Mm.
Crowded dentist's office. I mean, it's a combination of, you know, the customers being able to select correctly. And
right.
If you are desperate for work, then you need bigger work for each patient. And so they exaggerate how much work needs to be done. Mm. But the, The study is quite in depth. It didn't really get much attention, but it's the economic aspect of it is very interesting and has huge implications for what regulations and policies and the taxes and the incentives and the whole healthcare system needs to be built with the correct incentives. And when you have bad incentives, you have bad healthcare outcomes.
Yeah.
And so the economic analysis is critical.
やっぱりこうちゃんと質問してこそれに変な風にプライドをこう傷つけられたみたいな態度にならない人、
mm-hmm.
でちゃんと説明してくれる人理由とかを、mm-hmm. をやっぱり患者も自分で選ばないといけないし確かにね医者の立場を考えた時にね変な質問してくる患者も大量にいると思うわけよバカみたいなことを言ってきたりとか変なことで責めてくる人とかねだから患者はみんなバカだからみんな黙って自分の処方したやつをやってくれればいいのにって思う気持ちも分かんないでもないよ全然、
うん、
ただそれがなんていうのそれをみんなにその態度に取っちゃったらさそれを別に患者が汲み取ってあげる義理もないし
うん
もうね。
Doctors make pretty good money, generally.
Yeah.
I like doctors. They've kept me alive.
だから本当に食べログみたいにレビューのシステムにしてほしい。
Well, they also found, these researchers also found, so in Switzerland, they actually have a requirement that you are transparent with your pricing. So if you go in there, that they'll tell you, you know, how much it costs, including tax or whatever it is.
Right.
And they found that... clinics that followed those rules and were transparent about the pricing had much lower rates of over-treatment.
Mm.
So just the seeming honest and compliance seemed to correlate well with more honest, actually being more honest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of obvious, but...
そうだよね。だ結局コミュニケーションだからね、うん、その先生と自分との。だからどこまでこう、うん、どこまでその先生が本当に分かってて、どこまでその先生がきちんとオープンに自分に説明してくれて、
well,
っていう、どこまで質問をちゃんと受け止められるかっていう。
You know, it doesn't need to be like all the responsibility is on healthcare providers and none、mm-hmm. is on individuals. I think individuals have responsibility as well if people...do a little bit more of their own research, and they'll personally benefit from、right. doing this, obviously. And you bring that into the doctor's office, you know, it starts to change things a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, it, or if you get a second opinion, if you tell your doctor that you already have an opinion and that you might go back to the other guy, you know, depending on what he tells you, you know, you can leverage. Why just one?
Yeah.
Or why...Like, as a consumer, there's a lot of things you can do to protect yourself against this sort of thing. It's、yeah. not like there's nothing you can do. There's a lot you、yeah. can do.
そう、本当にね、あの、読める論文もいっぱいですから、もう私、結膜炎すごい詳しくなっちゃったもん。この、自分、この先生を信じられなかったおかげで。だ特に本当に妊婦さんとかね、母乳あげてる人は、
well, you're not the typical,
自分の体だけじゃないから。
You're not the typical case, so I'm sure a lot ofPeople just walk in there and they just do what the doctor says. That's what
そうだよ。だから
almost everyone does that,
そう、
right?
だから余計イラッとするわけよね、私は。
But they probably didn't have any problems with the doctor because they didn't ask questions.
そう、
like、
で結局でもその先生はね、私の妊婦もすごい見てるから分かってるとか言うけど、でじゃあその人がその後モニターしてるんですかっていう話じゃん、その妊婦を。してないでしょ、mm. 別にそれ研究してるわけじゃないじゃん。
Well, he's not a research scientist. He's just making money. He's just selling eye drops.
でしょ？だからその、私はいっぱい見てるんですよっていう言葉に別、それをそんな怒りながら急に言われてもさ、何の意味もこっちにはないっていうかさ。
Mm.
だから私ね、well, 本当にね、こう接客とか、mm. まあお医者さんもそうだけど、レストランとか何でも、こう、まあ私はそんなイラッとすることないわけよ。
うん。
だし人にそんななんかすごいひどい言い方されるって普通に暮らしててなかなかないじゃん。まあ変なブラック企業とかで働いてない限りは。
Well,
だからびっくりして。
I get it a lot because people think I'm some idiot foreigner. And then when that's not the case, then it becomes a weird conversation that I've had with、
yeah.
a lot of physicians. But I don't really take it personally. Like, it's just, I am talking to some like,80-year-old old dude who's just, you know, so it's
まあなんか自分だけだったらいいんだけど、多分そんなにイラッとしないんだけど、
うん、
その子供のこなんか母乳とかになるとさ、こっちもなんか真剣だから。
No, it's people's eyes, you know. It's like you don't wanna.
いやなんか全然大丈夫ですって言ってさ。
Well, you don't. People shouldn't be.Just the incentives are bad. So people just sell stuff that people don't need or doesn't help all the time,、
yeah.
you know, and that's true with all the shibu and all this other...
Yeah.
Just tons of pills and で、ね、garbage.
目薬を打つときに目頭をこう入れたすぐ後に押さえれば、まあ、鼻とか口とかに流れていくのがちょっとは予防できるじゃん。そう、だから目だけに留めるためにだから母乳を出してて目薬使う人はそのテクニックもありますよってネットに書いてるわけよ、
うん、だから細かいね。
そう、だからその絶対安全なんだよとか怒って言うんだったらそれぐらい教えてくれやんみたいなっていう、まあ私のね、あのイライラストーリー。
A lot of things are just the you know, they're prescribed to like a large, there's like a protocol that works for large numbers of people and it's like it's good enoughRight?
Yeah.
And then there's some individual that has a unique circumstance that there hasn't been a special protocol created for that circumstance. In this、mm-hmm. case, breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Right?
He could just fucking Google for me, right? Before he prescribes it.
He's got to slang more eye drops. Why would he go out of his way to sell less eye drops? Why?
Because he's a fucking doctor.
No, he's an eyedrop salesman. Come on.
Yeah, so that's the problem, right?
Right. If you he could be a doctor, but he could also be an eyedrop salesman. And it just depends which you prioritize, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you can't disguise as a doctor when you are actually an eyedrop salesman, because then your credibility changes.
Like, you can be a filling salesman or a, you know.
Yeah.
The salesman is a good metaphor, because the salesman is just trying to close the sale.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything else. But a doctor is different from a salesperson, and we have this unique expectation mm-hmm. that they're not just a salesman.
Yeah.
But there are people in all professions that operate like salesmen.
そうなんだよ。で、それがやっぱり看板見ただけじゃわかんないから。
うん。
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being a salesman if someone needs it.
Yeah, but if you're a patient, then that's not good at all. でもね、明日からハワイだから私。
you know,
もうこれは忘れて。
It's so cold here.
ね、
Jesus.
寒いよね、急にね。
It's so cold. I had to turn on my heater. I gave in.
今もここも床暖房入ってる。さすがに寒いから。
いい
うん、空気がね、あの乾かないからいいよ。
Yeah, my face is crazy dry. If I like.Take a bath and
もうパリパリパサパサ
Yeah, I can't use the face soap. If I use face soap, it's over.
Don't.
And just the dry face thing is like a... I don't know. I feel like I never had this problem until I was like 30.
You're old.
Or something. Is that real? Or am I just... Did I just start moisturizing my face? It's like... If you use lotion, then you'll always have to use lotion, kind of. Circular.、Mm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
まあ、こう、顔の皮脂が減ってくるとかあるんじゃない?代謝が落ちたりとかして、年とともに。
It's like putting lotion on make your skin have some less
oil. That's what people say. But, でも, I think you need to moisturize it in winter.
It's such a soft conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you did turn 31.Right? Last week?
Yeah.
No, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever. Recently.
Yeah. So, 文字起こしのテキストは Android, iPhone, iPad, Mac のバイリンガルニュース文字起こしアプリ、公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題。マイケルが何言ってるか全部文字でチェックできる。
Yep.
マイケルだけじゃないけど。やつも。ありますので試してね、最初の3話は無料なので、うん、あとバイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトでグッズも販売しています。発言の自由のためにスポンサーをつけずに自腹で運営しておりますので、気に入ったら買っていただけると大変助かります。 Twitter、yep. Instagram、Facebook もやってるのでフォローお願いします。
Did you see the、Russian spacewalk?
Mm-mm.
It was like 7 hours.
Oh.
Was it live streamed? I think it...
Yeah, マジで結膜炎で死んでたからね。もう目も開かなかったし、あんまり。まあ開いてたけど、赤かった。うん、真っ赤だったから。スペースワーク見てる場合じゃなかった。うん。
Oh, also, they found bacteria like 5 kilometers deep under the surface of
Earth. Ah, right, yeah, それ見た。
Bacteria and worms. And I've been suspecting this for a long time. And, you know, I have a lot of excitement for...Enceladus and Europa and other places too.
Yeah.
But subterranean Mars could easily, in my unprofessional layman's opinion, easily have life down there, right? I mean, I could just be talking out of my
reptilian
rear, but for sure. They're saying like seven... Definitely not for sure. They're saying like 70% of like the whatever type of organism these are, 70% of those life forms are that deep on Earth. And if you look at the past conditions of Mars, I think it's likely that it wouldn't make sense if it didn't happen, that if there weren't organisms there that later migrated deep underground.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
Maybe
life on Mars.
It's a weird emotional roller coaster or whatever. This whole, there's life on Mars, there's no life on Mars. There's water, but there's probably nothing on Mars. You know, we've gone back and forth with the Mars life thing so many times. It's like,
yeah.
Exhausting, but I'm not changing my mind after this one.
Reptilians on Mars.
Maybe.
終わり?
Yeah.
来週は特別編だよね?
Should be, yeah.
あ、じゃないかもしれないのか。まあ、まあ、なんでもいいや。来週はあります。先週はね、そう、私が結末編でお休みしなきゃいけなかったんですけど、すいません。はい。
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。